All right, so today we're diving into habits, but, and here's the catch, not as some, theoretical lecture, we're looking at how one person, David Truss, has actually lived with his habits, wrestled with them even, over years of writing.
And what's so great about these blog posts of his, versus some polished book,
yeah,
it's like we get to peek into his journey as it was happening, rough edges and all.
Exactly, and that makes it way more relatable, right? Like anyone listening who's ever struggled to stick with a goal felt that here we go again feeling.
Oh, tell me about it. That's like universal. And what I find fascinating is how Truss captures that struggle to keep going, even when the initial excitement's long gone.
Right. He even calls it maintenance mode, which I don't know about you, but that just resonates. Like in July 2019, he's talking about how even simple workouts, the ones he's good at, are harder to maintain than when he was first gung-ho.
Because our brains, they love novelty. Effort, sure, in short bursts. But day after day, consistency, that's where it gets tricky for most people.
And he talks about, what's the phrase, going through the motions.
Right, which never really gets us what we want long term. It's like tricking ourselves into thinking we're making progress.
And it gets even more relatable, I think, when Truss ties us into how the world's changed, right? He's got this whole bit about how different Twitter used to be.
Oh, yeah, he talks about that. It used to be like actual discussion was possible.
Now it's all retweets, information overload.
Faster than you can even process it half the time. And that's kind of the core issue here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Our brains, they haven't quite evolved to handle this constant bombardment. We're wired for those little dopamine hits, but now everything's a trigger. Mm. Makes it that much harder to focus on what matters.
But the great thing is, Truss doesn't just leave us, stuck in that feeling of being overwhelmed. He actually tries things out, different habits, and that's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Like, take his experience with daily writing. He talks about going from, like, it being a chore.
Ugh, yeah, been there.
To almost effortless. And what's key there, it wasn't about forcing himself to write a certain amount, is how he changed his process.
It's like he shifted from, okay, the outcome, the big scary goal.
Which can be paralyzing for a lot of us, let's be honest.
To finding the enjoyment in the doing itself.
Yeah, which when you think about it, makes so much sense, right? And he has this similar realization with archery. He picked it back up after years.
And I love this part because he doesn't try to make it sound easy. He's upfront about how it's slow, you make tiny bits of progress, kind of the opposite of that quick fix mentality we all get sucked into.
It actually reminds me, you ever read Atomic Habits by James Clear?
I haven't, no.
Truss is kind of living it out, It's about those tiny changes that build up over time instead of these huge resolutions we never keep.
Makes sense. And speaking of sticking with things, his stuff on meditation. So relatable.
Oh, yeah, the monkey mind he talks about. Even with experience, it still pops up for him, which I actually find comforting.
Me too. Like, okay, it's not just me then.
Exactly. It's not about being some, guru on a mountaintop.
Yeah.
Just honest reflections on doing it for a long time, ups and downs and all that.
And it really highlights how just showing up consistently, even if it's for a few minutes,
is way more effective than going for, like, perfect, intense focus right off the bat, which, let's face it, rarely happens.
For real. But then Truss takes it a step further beyond just, productivity tips.
He does, yeah. He gets into how habits are tied to resilience.
Yeah.
Like, building those routines isn't just about getting stuff done. It's about being able to handle whatever life throws at you.
And he's really open about how, big events, stuff you can't control, have affected his own habits. He talks about the pandemic, even personal loss, and how those things changed his routines, sometimes for the better, sometimes not.
It's refreshing, isn't it? That honesty makes you realize there's no one right way to do this whole habit change thing. We're all dealing with our own stuff, right?
Totally. And that's where Truss gets, kind of philosophical. He starts wondering if he's really in charge of his habits or if he's more like reacting to what's happening around him.
Which, let's be honest, is a question we've probably all asked ourselves at some point.
Yeah.
How much control do we really have over our day-to-day, especially when so much feels out of our hands?
No easy answer, is there? Really makes you think. And I think that's a great note to kind of wrap up on, because when we started, it was just, one guy's blog, right? But Truss's willingness to just put it all out there, the experiments, the times he fell short.
It makes it so relatable. Like, this isn't some guru with all the answers. It's someone figuring it out as they go, just like the rest of us.
Exactly. And if I had to, sum up what I'm taking away from this deep dive, it's that lasting change. It's not about being perfect. It's about those small things you do consistently.
Even when you don't feel like it, when motivation's low. And being kind to yourself when you mess up. Because, newsflash, we all do.
So, you know, as you go about your day, maybe this gets you thinking about your own autopilot moments. Where are you just going through the motions? And more importantly, what's one tiny change, one small tweak? That could actually make a difference. Something to think about. Until next time, keep diving deep.